What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was a skeptic until he started hanging out at his friend's haunted house.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is! 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can also write in. You can do that on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all the extras, we got that for you as well. All you got to do is go to ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or you can go on Apple Podcasts and find us there. We have all those extras just waiting for you on that platform as well. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. And yeah, I think hanging out at friends' haunted houses may sometimes change some opinions if things actually go down. Let's see what happened here in this story. Hi.
This is Catlin from Kentucky, and I want to tell you a couple stories that I had when I was in high school. I've called before. This is the same house I called about. I'm not going to tell one of the stories, but I had a couple more. I had a buddy I lived next to in high school, and his mom always said that their house was haunted. She said she always felt that her aunt was there and that she had died in the house earlier before they moved in. And I was a teenager, so I was like, yeah, whatever. Didn't really listen to it. But it started with me and my buddy was down in his basement and we were playing video games. Well, it was just me and him in the house. His cat was sitting on the couch with us, which was the only other animal they had. And we heard really loud footsteps go across the floor above us. And we thought it was his mom, but they sounded really heavy. I remember that. And we walked up the stairs, checked for his mom. Nobody was there. No car in the driveway or anything. So, that really freaked us out. I think we left the house and went down to my house for a little while. And another time, this was the next experience I had. We were playing video games in his basement again. And I had fallen asleep on his couch. Well, his couch was like 5 feet away from the stairs. And it was in the middle of the night. I usually leave the TV on down there because it kind of freaked, his basement freaked me out. And I guess he had turned the TV off before he went to bed. I wake up to the sound of somebody coming down the stairs. His stairs were super creaky, and you could definitely know it's when somebody's coming down. They're wooden. And I heard footsteps coming down each stair. And I still had my eyes closed and everything. And once I heard feet hit the tile floor, I kind of, you know, raised my head up and looked to see if anybody was there. Nobody was there. I went over to the light switch and, you know, it was super dark down there. So I went over to the light switch to see if anybody had come down the stairs, and I just didn't see them. And nobody was down there in the basement with me, which really, really freaked me out, because I know 100% that it wasn't a dream. I was awake hearing this. And so I left their house in the middle of the night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 in the morning, and walked to my house. I don't even think I slept that night after that. I just was kind of, you know, trying to rationalize it, I guess. But the last thing that happened in his house was the freakiest thing that's probably happened to me ever. I was, again, asleep on his basement, in his basement on the couch. And at the end of their basement, they had this really big picture window. And there was a, like, I guess it was a kind of a closet thing that stuck out and overlapped the window a little bit. Well, when I opened my eyes, I could see something blocking the light out of it, and it was the silhouette of a person, all black. You know, I couldn't tell clothes. It was just one solid black figure. Well, I rubbed my eyes, and as soon as I did that and my eyes became clear, I could see it turn and dart into the wall. And it kind of confused me. I hollered my friend's name, his sister, anybody that I could think that would be down there. I called their name out. Nobody ever answered. So after a few seconds, I got up and went over there and looked, and there was nobody there. It's just a little area with a dartboard, nothing over there where they could have gotten out. That I stood there and just kind of like disbelief that I was seeing what I was seeing, trying again to rationalize it, and I couldn't. So I went upstairs. Well, I kind of darted upstairs. And, yeah, I never spent the night in his basement again after that. I was kind of a skeptic up until that point, and that made me a believer.
Yeah, that would be a creepy experience to certainly have, and probably a reason not to come and stay again.
That would be enough for me.
Yeah.
Like, I like you, but my house isn't haunted. Let's hang out in my house.
I think easy, that's a good enough compromise right there. Yeah.
Problem I have solved. To wonder, like, when I hear a story like that of when I was a kid, if my friends were the same way. They're like, we like Carol, but don't go to her house.
Hey, Nan, do you ever ask anybody that? Do you have any, are you still in contact with any friends from childhood that you could ask that question to?
Anybody. And there's my best friend, Brenda, who lived next door. She saw a lot of things. You know, we talked about it because she was my best friend.
Yeah.
And I have tried to find her on Facebook, and I've never been able to find her. I've tried to find her on Facebook in just different ways online, and I've never been able to find her because I'd like to talk to her again. But because we were best friends for a long time.
Is she still around? Do we know?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
You could try and reach out to her through a Ouija board just in case. Just see.
That's a really, really good idea, Tony. I think that I'll go get me a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Because you know how I feel about them. I'm just going to do it by myself tonight. I might just light some candles and stuff and see if I can figure out where
it
she's
works
at.
Out really good. In fact, you know, Sprint, which was a telephone company for quite some time, they're coming back as a Ouija board company. They're finding new ways to connect with loved ones. Since telephones, you know, the old school ones aren't much of a thing anymore, they're going to come back with the brand, but it's directly to the dead through Sprint.
Well, I'm not going to get that one. I'm going to get the Holy Spirit Ouija board.
Oh, okay.
Christian religious talking board for seance.
I remember that one.
And it's got Jesus right on the board there on the box. And so I just think that that would be safer if I've got Jesus with me.
What could possibly go wrong with a Ouija board that has Jesus on it?
It's only going to talk to me in scripture.
It's like the opposite.
To figure it out.
That'd be interesting. Like somehow this actually.
I'd love to know how that goes.
Keeps the demons away somehow. Anyway, hey, if you like the show and you want access to the bonus material, we got it for you. Apple Podcasts, you can subscribe there to the premium channel or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.